pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you've been following along with our study of the tribulation period, you realize this is the seventh dispensation of the dispensations that we've studied so far. And this seventh dispensation is not a good thing. This is going to be a time that has never been seen before, or people have not gone through anything like this before. And it's going to happen. We've looked at the judgments, the seal judgments, and the under the seal judgments comes the trumpet judgments. And we've looked at Revelation chapter 8 now, and we've read some of that. And I'm going to read a couple of verses now to refresh our memories to where we're at. Revelation chapter 8, verses 12 and 13 talks about the fourth trumpet judgment. It says, "And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of three angels, which are yet to sound." In other words, it's going to get worse. We've seen some terrible things happened up to this point, but the next three angels after this who sound the trumpets, it's going to be even worse. Well, once again, the third part of the sun, we see another judgment here. The third part of the sun, moon, and of the stars are darkened. In other words, they're turned off by the Creator. He created them, and He can turn them off. It's as if the Lord pulls the switch on the sun, moon, and stars. And who better to darken the creation but God? Well, three more woes or painful torments are yet to come upon the earth. Now, when I read that verse in verse 13, the three woes, woe, 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 I could never do justice as to, I believe, what this angel is going to sound like with a voice that beams out, pronouncing these three woes upon the inhabitants of the earth. In Revelation chapter 9 and verses 1 through 11, we see the fifth trumpet. Let me read chapter 9, verses 1 and 2 first. "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit." This is where we left off last time, speaking of this. "And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit." Well, notice this, that the star has a key and opens the bottomless pit. Now we realize this is not an actual star. This is someone who has the key. And then we also see that the air, the oxygen, is something happens here. And all of this, and the light, they're affected by the underworld here. Well, what or who does this angel represent? Another question would be this: who has the keys of death and of hell? Well, I believe when we answer the second question, we will know the answer to the first. Because the Bible says in Revelation 1:18, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." Well, who is he? Who is this speaking of? Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 answers that, but notice that it is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, it says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. This is John the Revelator, we call him. John the Apostle. God used him to pin down these words, the words that God breathed. In other words, this is the Word of God that we're reading and we're studying from. It's no accident that we have this, because the Bible says that God's Word will never pass away. And He's left this for men, women, boys, and girls, so that we can have God's Word and listen to Him as He speaks through the Word, His Word that He's left us. And I remind you once again, I believe the King James Bible is the inspired Word of God. Well, the Bible in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, once again says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Now, Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 goes on to say, And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. Remember, John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a great voice behind him as of a trumpet, and this person answered and said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Revelation 1:18 again says, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Well, by comparing Scripture with Scripture, there is no doubt as to who has the power and authority to open the bottomless pit, and it is Jesus Christ. Whether he gave the authority in reference to this, he might have had one standing in his place. I believe it was Jesus Christ that actually did this, because he has the keys of hell and of death. Revelation chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. Now remember, I believe Jesus is the one who opened the bottomless pit. And out of that pit came smoke, locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Verse 4 of chapter 9 of Revelation goes on to say, And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them. Now these are the things coming up out of the bottomless pit, the locusts. It was given to them not to hurt the people, the men, the women who have the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given, it says, that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. Now these are the people who did not have the seal of God in their foreheads. They were tormented for 5 months. Keep in mind, those who had the seal of God, they were not tormented, but those who did not have the seal, they were tormented 5 months. And the verse goes on to say in verse 5, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion. These are the things that came out of the bottomless pit. It was as a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Today, people are committing suicide. They are having assisted suicide. Actually, you have doctors now who are assisting people and helping them die. But during this time that we're reading here, during that time, people will want to die, but they can't. They won't die. They're going to be suffering. Demonic torment is loosed upon the earth, according to these verses, Revelation 9, verses 3 through 6. Although these people want to die because of extreme torment, death is not going to come to those who refuse the seal of God. Now, Joel, the book of Joel, J-O-E-L, in the Old Testament, describes those who want to die but can't. Notice in chapter 2 and verse 1, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand." Verse 8 of chapter 2 of Joel says, "Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded." This is speaking of the time that we've just got through reading in Revelation chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. This is a prophecy, and it will come to pass in the tribulation period. Now notice Revelation chapter 9, verses 7 through 11. "And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses, prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots, of many horses running to battle." In other words, it's going to be very loud. "They had tails," verse 10 says, "like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months." Remember, they were to hurt men 5 months, those people who did not have the seal of God. That means they were not saved. Verse 11 goes on to say, "And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon." Now keep in mind that the word Abaddon, Apollyon, the definition would be the destroyer. In other words, destruction. Well, verses 7 through 10 of Revelation chapter 9 talks about these demonic locusts. They're described there. And then in verse 11 of Revelation 9, we see a king called Abaddon, or Apollyon, the destroyer. And I might add this, that Abaddon, the destroying angel, Apollyon, a destroyer, I believe this is Satan himself. In Revelation chapter 9, verses 12 through 19, the sixth trumpet is sounded. An announcement before the sixth trumpet sounds in verse 12. Notice what it says, "One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter." Two more woes are coming. Of all the things these people have gone through, it's going to get worse. Verse 13 goes on to say, "And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men." It's going to be so bad that I can't even imagine the destruction, the suffering, the torment that's going to be going on there. Nobody has ever had this happen to them before. But God says there's a way of escape, and that's to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There's a way to escape hell, and that is to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There's a way to escape the tribulation, and that is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If I could pray one thing for you right now, I would pray that you know Jesus as Savior, and I would pray, if you do not, that you would know Him before it's too late. Call upon Him today, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord.
May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.